My dear student, welcome again. And you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. The chapter 10 deals with tour guides and escort, one of a very important duty in tour operators' services that being offered, and one of very attractive job opportunities. Let's understand what tour guides and escort really means. What are their roles? So the learning objective of this particular chapter, Tour and Guide, focuses on understanding the importance of providing escort and guide services. Why a tour operator or a travel agent offer the services of a tour guide and escort? Identify the categories of tourist guides. There are various categories of tourist guide. And what are they? We will understand that. Identify the categories, aware of the skill required in becoming a guide or escort. As a guide or an escort is a professional and skilled job, you need to have certain requirement. So know about the planning and preparation involving in providing and managing escort services for a tour. What are the role? How does a escort or a guide work in planning and preparing for a successful tour? We will also learn and identify the duties, the responsibilities, and functions of a tourist guide and escort. What is the scope and what function a guide plays? Know about the handling difficulties situation. There are difficulties and how to handle. That is the role of a tourist guide or escort in managing a tour. The role that a tourist guide or escort plays. So we come into definition of the professional guide. A professional guide is in varying degree a human person, often freelance. Freelance in the sense, many a time guides are not permanent employees. They are freelance, maybe working for many companies. So they come and sometimes employee as well, because major tour operator companies, especially language guide, could be a freelance, but a permanent one particular language speaking, say English speaking guide, would be an employee. A travel industry representative, a public relation representative for his or her side, city, region, and country. It is as well as an educator, an entertainer, and a public speaker, among other roles. So you know this important of public speaking, because a guide do talk to public. Here public refers to travelers, and he or she interacts with them. So this is an explanation by Kathleen Lingle and the Professional Guide New York explanation given in 1993. Another explanation by a Tourist Guide World Federation of Tour Guide Association says, a person who guides visitor in the language of their choice. So not necessarily the language of choice of a traveler is always English. A Chinese group would carry a Chinese guide would be speaking Mandarin, or their language choice and the culture and the natural heritage of an area which person normally possess an area specific knowledge, qualification usually issued and recognized by the appropriate authority. So many tourism boards, tourism ministries issue such licenses to a professional guide. In most countries, generally, The tourist guide or escort is a national of a country where it has gone. They could hire an interpreter if a particular language guide isn't available, so that interpreter translate what that guide has been talking about. But yes, it is the role and the choice of the language and the interprets the culture and natural heritage of a particular society, holding a license with validation. So let's look at the tourist guide. It's one of the most significant elements of the tourism industry. A tourist guide acts as a direct link or an intermediate between the tourist and his country's culture, historical and social heritage. And that is why most tourist guides are the national of a particular country for which they have been hired for to offer services. So example, in India, for example, if we have tourist guide, they get recognition from respect to state government or central government and carry a license with a validity. Because they being Indian, they would talk authentically because their knowledge is questioned and listened and updated from time to time by respective government authorities. And they understand the culture, historical and social heritage of the respective country for which they are guiding the arriving tourists. A tourist guide explains the monuments and discusses almost every aspect of that place with the tourist. So he could talk of anything, say from the gazing star to the national heritage, to particular castle, to the living area, including the coinage, the country ruled by any such thing in the past, what is the current political scenario, possibly everything that a tourist may ask or the guide need to share with his travelers. A tourist guide plays the most important role in the daily life of a tourism because it is only the guide who, as a single individual, spend the maximum time with tourists while conducting him on a sightseeing tour. So the tourist guide would talk and spend more time. Though driver also goes along with him, but driver does not talk like what a guide would talk, because the guide would be authentically sharing some knowledge, some information that could be either questioned or that a tourist guide need to share with his travelers. A tourist guide must understand well the need of the tourist and should feel proud of his profession. So when the tourist guide talk, he should talk with great confidence and with a proud feeling of explaining to those visiting guests or tourists his country's information, heritage, be it the country, region, or any destination. In India, the Ministry of Tourism regularly conduct courses to train new guides. The training is only a basic necessity for the guide, but the tourist guide must learn more about people and places of the world and should expand his or her knowledge to an extent that he or she becomes versatile to talk to the tourist on any subject. There are no limitations to subjects, and in most possible manner the tourist guide talk to them. In case if he is restricted to talk of certain thing, he can always skip over those answers. If not available, the tourist guide may possibly assure a group that I would give you an answer maybe in our afternoon session or the next day. But the tourist guide can be questioned anything by tourists, be from a place, of a currency, of the weather, of the local people, why a particular celebration, what is the cultural part, heritage part, archaeological part, anything. The tourist guide need to speak and must talk all about this. And that is why the training are being conducted regularly. The job of a tourist guide needs to be flexible in execution according to two sets of variables. One set is dictated by the type of tourist and the other set by the participants in the tour. So general tour, now we look at different type of tours. General tour, sightseeing, shopping, entertainment, etc. So basically the conducting that type of a tour is a general tour. Guests are picked up from a point or from a hotel, taken to any sightseeing place of interest, shopping, entertainment, and they are brought back to where they started from. Special interest. Well, the tourist guide who has an expertise and the knowledge of museums, agricultural projects, factories, wildlife, art and craft, etc. And they talk authentically on those subjects with regard to the museum. As I mentioned, there are many tourists who are interested seriously to visit museum. Though not so much with Indian tourists. We don't find much of interest in Indian tourists for going and visiting museum. Like agriculture products, we have agritourism in our country, where a lot of projects all over India are present for agritourism. So people do visit agriculture project. Israel possibly offers a particular tour to travel through travel agencies to farmers because of the different landscape that in Israel experiences, dry, hot, and desert. So farmers who are interested into those agriculture products, how their farming happens in Israel, these type of projects are offered in India through travel agencies. Then they visit factories, could be any factory, could be a cheese factory to a beer factory and so on. The tourist special interests are prevalent. Wildlife, going to various, say, like Gir National Park or Kanha National Park or different national park that we have, James Corbett or Kazimara National Park in Assam. All these are special interest. Then art and craft, these are all special interests for tourists, and accordingly a special interest tourist guide would be there. As I was mentioning in one of my previous lecture, that there are two type of guide that would board on a particular group, join with them. One will be a general tour guide who would talk about general thing, and then the rope in of the special guide who will talk exclusive in detail about Taj Mahal on the Agra city. So group coming in from Delhi would carry with a general guide who would talk in between everything possible of Indian history, background, culture, coin, heritage, and so on. And once it reaches Agra, the special interest guide would take over from him and would only talk about Taj Mahal, the city of Agra, and about the Mughal emperor who built this. So these are special interest guide. And the participant would be asking for, according to the language they speak, according to age, gender, level of interest, fitness, education, etc. These are the role and the job that the tourist guide need to understand, that his participant only speak Italian or Spanish or Chinese or Japanese. You know, these type of special interest guides with various languages of the world understanding are available in Egypt, because internationally tourists from all over the world come in. So you would certainly find a Japanese-speaking Egyptian guide, a Chinese-speaking Egyptian guide, Hindi and Urdu-speaking Egyptian guide, French, Spanish, all common, Italian, and so on. So you would find good multilingual guide available in Egypt, because people visit pharaohs, and that's a special interest, Egyptology. So you find them there, talking with a special interest to Egyptology. So So in general, the following are the categories of tourist guides. In India, of course, location guide. So they would be expert on monuments, museum and wildlife. And normal city tour guide. So these are the type of guides that are available in India. Some of the skills required for a tour guide are leadership quality. A tour guide should have good leadership quality. He need or she needs to make a decision. If their vehicle breaks down, he or she need not look for direction from the CEO, managing director, or general manager sitting in another city. He should be a decision making himself, what we should do, how we should replace the broken vehicle and bring another vehicle so that the tour must go on. So that leadership qualities, multilingual person, he should know more than one language, one foreign language, and English speaking would be seen as an advantage. And factual knowledge, the guide should know the topography and the geography of the area. Other aspects of factual knowledge may include history. So these are all factual knowledge. The facts include history, culture, religion, and folklore. I've seen guides speaking about flora, fauna, stamp, currency, coinage, weather, every single thing. They could talk on anything, and that is why they have wonderful knowledge. The more knowledgeable you are, more updated you are going to have a good, you can be a good tourist guide. And of course, good communication skill. So presentation skill the guide must have. They should know how to present, not to bore the tourist, but present in such a manner that create interest among your tourists. The presentation one makes the listener believe that what they hear is what they see. Excuse me. Willingness to groom or have an inclination for training. Healthy personal hygiene, neat, clean, positive attitude, good manner, and politeness are other qualities that are desirable in guides and scout. So you need to be a well-groomed person, not dirty, not unhygienic, positive attitude, and good manners, good human behavior, good interpersonal skill of communication, and so on. A tour scout is also known as the tour manager, tour director. Now, these are many a time questions that keep coming from the students who are seeking employment or internship. All these jobs that we are talking, tour manager, tour scout, tour director, is all different role. A tour manager could be part of an employee group or could be an employee working. A tour director could be a person who would lead the group. An escort would accompany. So it is defined as a person who manages an itinerary on behalf of the tour operator. So itinerary that has been prepared by a tour operator, he manages that. And ensuring the program is carried out as described in the tour operator's literature. So if it says that day one would be so-and-so place, he handles that, he manages that, and who gives local practical information. All the details that local information has to be provided, this is what a tourist guide does. Now, tour scouts are depending upon the nature of the tour. A scout is supposed to perform the role of an accompanying manager. So he would walk around with the group of tourists, help them in solving their problem, not necessarily be speaking as a guide to them. So the role of an escort begins as soon as the tourist arrives at the place. It ends only when the departure of the tourist happens. So you can understand an escort to a director, to a manager, would remain with the group until such time that they are. Many escort go along with the group. They stay with the same group in the hotel where they are staying. They use the same transport, be air, train, flight, or by bus. They go with them on the same route the group is taking. And an escort is responsible for the entire group during the journey at the destination. So he's responsible for everything. Any mishap, any person absconding, missing, disappearing, is all the responsibility of an escort to keep an eye onto the group, especially group visiting sensitive areas and also taking care of their activities, because it could result into some legal complication if the group doesn't behave well in sensitive areas. So managing escort services, in tour operator, escort has a very specialized meaning. He or she is the one who is the guide, the philosopher, and the manager of tourism. So sometimes all joint roles are also played by an escort. As an escort, when you have to manage a tour, knowledge of a tourist expectation would always be an added advantage. What is the tourist looking forward to get as an information? And charting out your course of action. On the basis of that, suppose in a group of 20 people, 15 are asking to visit a particular site. So he must know what they are asking for and where they have to be taken. How do they go? So manage tour effectively. You must do an exercise on profiling the tourists even before their arrival. So one must understand which type of a group is coming, what are they expecting, what is good for them, what they would like to see, what will not be of any interest to them, and no point showing it to them. And that's the role of an escort. So you have to be extremely cautious while recruiting escort for your company. Now here goes managing escort services and hiring them. Excellent communication skills sit on the top position. Your communication skill should be excellent, a pleasing personality. Not unwanted smiles and overjoyful behavior, but a pleasant personality, which means to talk to him or her, the tourist should feel comfortable. High level of patience. He should exhibit extreme patience and honesty. If a tourist has lost certain thing and if it is found, hand it over back to the tourist guide who would have possibly misplaced it. If anything is stolen, you support and find out and put up a police complaint so that tourists get a report for whatever he or she has lost. Likewise, some of the things which you lay stress upon along with the knowledge of tour, certain rules and regulation, and overview of tourism operation and linkages. So you can see the role of a tourist guide, tourist escort, how important is his or her role. Extreme pleasant personality. The tourist should find it comfortable to talk to him, and after getting a specific answer, the tourist must go happily by getting that answer. And not a crazy character who annoys the tourist or always put his foot down saying, no, we can't do this because it's not part of the itinerary. Many a time, international tourists sometimes go beyond what is being offered to them, for which they would ask for certain more thing to be added. And this pleasant personality with good communication skill would help in solving. The escort also solves the problem of whatever nature. So you can see a role of an escort is also important. When it comes to escorting a tour and managing on your part, it calls for a careful planning and preparation. Of course, you need to plan where we would begin, what time, what is the traffic flow, where will we stop, where the tourists can get down, how long to wait for there, where is parking available, where is no parking, where is our lunch, is the table reserved. So you need all that detail in great care, with a great care, excuse me. Therefore, the tour escort has to be equipped with special situation also may arise from unforeseen circumstances. And we live in practical life. There are many unforeseen which you cannot think one day before or even one morning before. And suddenly it erupts. Suddenly heavy downpour starts. What happens then? So all this is a good quality of an escort who would manage and handle those scenarios. Planning stage, it is an inherent part of managing tour operations. So all that planning stage should go peacefully and successfully. In planning stage, the tour escort should know the following. The rate of success with similar tours in the past was the tour of what he or she is conducting was successful in the past. Ways of enhancing or broadening the scope for the tour with the help of the experience gathered by others. So how do they manage? What are the success stories that others would have done it? What they should avoid? What may not create interest? What may be closed for renovation? Closed for maintenance? The tourist, the guide or the escort must know all this. So that you don't land up, say you are going to a zoo, which is closed on a particular day, say Thursday. You cannot take a group there and suddenly upon arrival you learn, no, today the zoo is closed for maintenance. Or for that matter, any tourist attraction that you go, be it is castle or temple, wherever, they are closed for maintenance. So all that known and well planned. The rate of success with others in the past, enhancing and broadening the scope of the tour with the help of experience gathered by others and identifying a problem areas of the tour and working remedies to resolve the same. There are problems, of course. Some may erupt instantly. Some may be existing. So how to handle that? That is a quality of a good escort. And that is a consideration for a tour escort. So what is a planning stage? Each tour is unique on its own. The tour escort should be trained and involved in planning every aspect of the tour, such as component of the entire tour package, all the steps they must know. I gave the example of certain working hours, certain days when they are closed for maintenance or a weekly off or whatever it is to be known. What are the documents? Many tourist attractions are now asking for personal identification. Many a times, tourists don't move with their passport. So if you advise them to have something on your mobile or a copy of your passport, that would help to enter many tourist attractions. Because security is a main concern all over the world now. And identity of a person entering any sensitive area, any tourist area would depend on your personal identification. And that is a vision that an escort must think of and would advise his group to carry along with them at least a copy of the passport. Not every tourist move with his passport while on a holiday. Rate of success, components of the entire tour package and generating profit. The bottom line for any escort, tour guide, is to see that there is a profit that is generated after successful trip. So that's the role of a tourist guide, to ensure that the company he is working in the planning stages, the component of making profit has to be borne in mind. Though each tour is unique, the tour escort should be trained and involved in planning every aspect of the tour, such as your escort must have a proper briefing. Of course, in planning doesn't mean exploring an R&D about it. But once a tour package is being put, an itinerary has been put before the escort, he must know various component and steps into it very well. Ensure that prior information is there for welcoming the tourists at every point of their journey. Arrival at the hotel. So the reception welcomes the group upon arrival. The escort would ensure that they are informed about the arrival time of the group, and the group is welcomed by offering a hot or cold towel and welcome drink, or if possible, any ritual that is performed for tourists. Like in our country, we have aarti and tilak. All that is taken as a positive step and the planning of a good escort. A tour escort must live the tour day by day. While doing, it must take special care of the following: scheduling. Scheduling is very important because for the right place at right time for the right people and the right price. So that is the following area that must be taken care of by escort. Events. You should plan to attend events on a tour to suit the taste of the tourists in the crew. If it doesn't suit the taste of the tourists, there is no point taking them. With respect, if you want to take them to any of activities like a ritual in some place, it may not be any interest for a tourist to see those rituals performed. So no point taking group there. And so on and so forth. Tourists have their own taste. You cannot ask them to change their taste unless it is something linked to cultural path of your destination or your tourist attractions activity. Other than that, you cannot impose anything which is not of the taste of tourists, because tourist is paying for it. And ultimate goal is to get the satisfaction from the group, for the group. And that goes on a record as a success story for the not only tour, but the company. And what it turns out it in the form of a profit. Dear student, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are discussing on various paths about tour guide and tour escort, the role, the component, the responsibilities. So in the planning stage, the tour escort must live their tour day by day. He goes through a preparation stage. He has to prepare and take some of the guideline knowledge of the group profile in advance. If there are one Mr. Burton and another Miss or Mrs. Burton, they must know that they are not husband and wife, but possibly brother and sister, or possibly two different families altogether. I experienced this. There were some one common surname with two tourists, and they were moving together. Incidentally, the tour guide expected them to do certain thing, and they wanted to check them into the same room. They considered, okay, these are possibly husband and wife, which they were not. There were two different people. So the lady was put with another lady as a room partner, and the male was put with another male as a room partner, and not those who had common surname. So this is the knowledge of the group profile that the escort must know well in advance. Otherwise, it's a not only embarrassing situation, but it is disturbing, and it is affecting the image of the tour operator brand. Their interest, their taste, etc. should be known well in advance. What they like to eat, what is their taste, what is their food habit, what they love to eat, what could be the dinner or lunch that can be offered to him. You cannot offer a Western tourist dal chawal as a lunch when they are going on a tour, because mostly you need to serve them international food, though it may be purely a special type of a cuisine in a particular area, but it may not be a taste for an international tourist. So the tourist must know all this. A guide should know in detail, and good escort with high professional skills will always update oneself once again about what is going on at the destination. So he or she is well aware what is going on, and how they should cope up with all that. A good escort will prepare the tourist in advance. The tour escort must have in his basket jokes for the occasion, which can also be used to divert attention if something has gone wrong. And the jovial nature of the tourist guide will keep the group happy. Some local jokes or some local incidents, anything that can keep the group busy. Looking also at the time and the pace. If a group has come in after a long 6 to 7 hours long haul flight, you cannot keep them boring. And if at all the group says, can we have some rest on our way, instead of you talking in detail, the escort has to take this very positively and keep his mouth silent till the group requests for that. Because one of the group leader who is escorting would also suggest to the escort what action to be taken for this group. And guide should not question his tourists about their behavior, their culture. Rather, he or she must share the information with the tourists, that what tourists have paid for and are looking for. In preparation stage, you are also advised to pay attention to the following checklist. You must prepare checklist of all items and details about the tour. I refer to the headcount at every point that you stop and at every point that you board. If you have come with 25 people, then at every point you should headcount 25, unless some people have decided to be out of the tour or get down earlier or before completion of tour for their own personal reason. Otherwise, it's a duty of having a good checklist done. Then the itinerary should be maintained with the detailed commentary. It is yet another factor crucial while escorting the tour. I mentioned that you should not keep yourself, though you have to keep the group busy, but if the group seek for some time peace, you can't just say, okay, we will put you, you can rest, I will play some music, which again is disturbing. So tour escort has to be careful all about all these details, and they all come in preparation state. Some of the travel tip is how the travel tip that you give to your group during that tour. So some of the tourists may ask, I would like to buy a specific thing, where can I buy this? Or tonight we would like to go for a particular theater. How do we go about it? Or how, what we do about this? Or how do we go and get our shoe repaired? All these are the tips that possibly a tourist may ask an escort, and the guide or the tourist escort must have an answer for them. You can't just wash off and say, sorry, I can't do this, it's not my duty. Most common situation that happened is, and that has been experienced in many tours, is loss of money and passport. So what is the best advice you can give as an escort? Most tour operators advise their client, the traveler, to carry a photocopy of the passport that is kept separately from the original passport, and carry photograph, passport size photograph, always with them. Least if you have lost passport, and at least your embassy would be able to trace with the copy of the passport that yes, you did come to this country with a passport and now you have lost. So they would issue a temporary passport for you to go back to your home country, least. So common complaint that comes in, you have to take care of loss of money, passport. Time to time, the escort has to announce to be careful about their money, their valuables, their passport. Many tourists, rather most tourists I have observed, don't move around at the tourist destination or on the tour with their passport. They leave it in the hotel safe lockers and move only with the passport copy. It's always advised for a good tour operator to advise in advance that yes, you must carry your passport photograph and passport copy along with you. Keep it separately from your original. And in scenarios where you lose a passport, this situation can be handled. Sickness, very common thing, food, water, any type of sickness, food poisoning could happen. You can develop any link-related waterborne diseases. So that sickness need to be handled. And with this situation arise, you should first see if any of the group members are of some of the help. Yes, if there is a doctor on the group, if someone is carrying some life-saving drugs on the group, that could be a first aid that would come immediately. Some of the most common situation, I continue with that, missing to a member is another typical situation in a group. In such situation can be avoided by tourists to strictly adhere to the briefing and remain with the group together. You have to be persuasive, but without losing your cool. So you have to monitor that and be politely strong in asking your group to remain together, especially when they are at loose end and they are told to once again gather after certain time that they should come back, otherwise we will have a problem. And jokingly, of course, that they could always say, we will leave you behind, and I don't think you would expect that to happen. So please come back on time. These type of cool-headed approach can be made to the tourists. This is a quality and handling a situation that keeps coming. And national and global level tourist association, there are Tourist Guide Federation of India, TGFI. This is a group of travel guide. It is an apex organization of regional level guides of India. They are covering over 3,000 professional tourist guides across India. Then internationally, they have World Federation of Tourist Guide Association. It has members from more than 70 countries representing over 200,000 individuals as a tourist guide. With that, we come to an end of our Chapter 10, Tourist Guides and Tourist Escort. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was my pleasure talking to you.